So good to see you today in the Lord's house. We thank the Lord for the wonderful weather that He's given to us, and we praise His name. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Ezekiel chapter 36, and I'm going to be reading in verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. This is a great passage that looks forward the day whenever Israel is redeemed as a nation, that she turns away from her idols and following after the Antichrist and will turn to the one whom she has crucified and finally identifies with Him. It's interesting here the use of the word new. When I grew up here in Milton, it was a tough time economically in this particular area. I remember the high inflation rates, and we didn't have a lot of extra things. And I don't know that Mom and Dad ever had a new car. We always had a used car. I remember rebuilding the motors and two of them, and we did that, and we had no problem with that. And I remember that there were on occasion where we got something that was new. Something that was brand new, something that was come right out of the box, and it was new, and it wasn't used by somebody else. I remember that my clothing was generally other boys that were bigger than me in church. I had my eye sometimes when, I think I've said this before, with some of the older boys, Steve and Neil, and sometimes others that were a little bit older than me and bigger than me, I'd see a shirt said, I'm going to get that one day. And take good care of my shirt over there, you know. I'm going to get that one day. I remember Neil had one of these, the silk shirts. Those were very popular in the 1970s. And he had a silk shirt that was just really nice. And I finally thought I was going to have it. And it ended up on Eric. And I will never forget that day. Eric come walking in. And I'm like, Eric got the shirt. And so it had probably taken me 2 or 3 years to grow into it because I was a slow grower. But I remember, you know, looking around and seeing that. But a new one was just out of the question. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to give you something new. And it's not just one thing. I want you to notice this, please. In this passage of Scripture, He says, I will give you a new heart. A new heart. Not talking about the physical heart, the four-chambered heart that pumps blood. Not talking about that. Talking about a spiritual heart. I'm going to give you a new heart. And He says, I'm going to take away your stony heart, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. All right? Now, what is He saying by that? He's using some figurative language here because He wants us to understand where He's going with this. Our rebel heart is a heart of stone. And Jesus wants to come and take away. He doesn't want your old heart. He just wants to take it away and give you a new heart. That's the picture. But there's something else new that you better not miss in this passage. He says in verse 26, and a new spirit will I put within you. Verse 27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my commandments and do them. Twice we are told that we're going to be given a new spirit like unto His spirit. You know what's missing today? New spirits. That is what's missing today. People make professions of faith all the time. Cuss like a sailor. Drink. Carry on like the devil. But they're a Christian. They put that label on. What are they missing? They're missing a new spirit. I am so thankful this morning that salvation is brand new. It's not something that's borrowed from somebody else. It's not a hand-me-down salvation that's been used. It's brand new. And it involves taking away my old heart, giving me a new heart, and a new what? Say it, church. spirit, a new spirit that causes me to think differently, causes me to act differently, causes me to obey and do the commandments of the Lord. What does America need? America doesn't need a new constitution. America doesn't need a new flag. America doesn't need a new president. What America needs is a new spirit that comes about by a major heart surgery, where the old heart of stone is taken away and a new heart of flesh is given in its place. And that new spirit that changes the way I think and the way I live. That's what America needs. Are you praying for that? Are you praying for that for the people of America? We don't need a political solution because there is none. There is none. That's what Antichrist will offer. And will it succeed? No. It will fail miserably. And the judgment of God will come upon this earth. May we follow after the Lord, and may we have the right spirit, a new spirit within our hearts.